This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, I tell you, this land was made for you.
You've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pen. You can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you feel so fine.
She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah,
sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
And then. She's gonna break your heart like she did mine.
She'll put her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you feel so fine.
Yeah. She'll be
sugar and spice now.
Sugar and spice.
And everything nice now.
Everything nice and thin.
And then.
She's gonna break your heart like she did mine.
Don't let her be a baby.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just to say,
and I tell you, I
Uptempo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Quicksand, pulling me closer and closer. It's all.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Row House Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rowhousecinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225. Thank you.
with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Mockster here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas, Austin, Minnesota. They're around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludgy and fess and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby, she paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when they can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied. Nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day.
Like like something you'd say. That sounds like something you'd say. That sounds like something. Now I met you there, and I met you then, and the change has come, and you can't defend on what I'd say to you and how I'd feel. That I can write to you, and you can write to me, and I can shrug it off.
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Tell me why it always ends the same. Still, sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Billis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out dream vacation in the dim. Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you wanna go. Circus World, Museum, and Baraboo. Play mini golf with the jelly stone. We'll finally see that house of home. And if the kids wanna buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the dell. Yeah, and at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a nightcap against me. And I know our lives ain't the stuff of dreams, but for one full week we can live. Best week of our lives, I can chill. Take our dream vacation in the dill.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al, and I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out two 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring three cover songs: Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. Show the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. Get a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them here. But it was sad.
I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess I made it all right. You said, baby, you got
Little red coat. my Maria. Hey, don't you know I come a long, long way. And I've been running to see you when you're around. You take my blues away, sweet Maria. The sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the D.W. Stevenson 1973 hit My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bait, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddy's and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddy's. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do. Now, ever since I was young, it's been my dream that I might drive the Zamboni machine. I get that I was just as thick as could be, and all the kids would look up to me. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
That has been a half hour of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I can't stop. You got
my back inside. You know my head don't hurt me, baby. Honey, just my back inside. Tell that doctor come. He may cool my fever. Lord, tell that doctor come. Lord, may cool my fever. Lord, tell the doctor come. You got a few dimes.